800-631-9241.
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
And you will respect my authority.
On WCCP.
105.5 The Roar.
Get a good feeling, yeah. I get a feeling that I never, 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 never had before. No, no, I get a good feeling, yeah. Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. I want to tell you about our friends at Prime Lending and PrimeLendingSC.com. I have better rates. I got an unbelievable deal on my home when we refinanced and saved more than $100 a month on our mortgage. And then we went and renovated a home and went with a company that I believe in, the people I believe in, for the second time. You know, it's up to you as a business to keep your customers. They kept me. In a world that there's no loyalty in, I was loyal to them because I saw how they did it, and they made it easy. Mark Hawkins and his team really made it easy. So our great friends at Prime Lending and PrimeLendingSC.com. Local people help you make local decisions. Get in touch with them, PrimeLendingSC.com. It's a huge weekend for Clemson football recruiting. We bring in Paul Strelo of TigerIllustrated.com. Good morning, Paul. How you doing this morning?
Excellent. Thank you.
I'm glad to hear that. Did you think that my very first question would have nothing to do with the All-In Cookout? Instead, about an unofficial visitor, Asa Martin coming in. We'll get to some cookout stuff, I guess. But how about Asa Martin, an unofficial visit from him? Did they get in it? How involved are they? How good is he? Where is he on their board? Kind of give us a rundown of what's happens here with the running back situation.
Asa Martin is the four-star running back from Austin High School in Decatur, Alabama. Alabama and Auburn and Florida are the three schools that he had kind of pegged as finalists probably the last 2 months. Decision coming up on August 24th, but then when Clemson expanded his board after Zamir White's commitment in late June, Asa's one that Clemson had gotten involved with. He had been at IMG Academy last year, and then he transferred out later in the season, was their second leading rusher, but they're also recruiting a number of different backs at IMG. And so he decided to go back home, but that's a long story longer there. But yes, Clemson, he was one of the three offers that Clemson has extended since kind of expanding his board since the White commitment. They brought him in on Monday, and you know, I think they are potentially in it now. That comes with the caveat that he goes on visit this weekend to Alabama to its champions cookout Friday night. He goes to Auburn on Saturday, and could the complexion of things change there as he gets a little farther away from the Clemson visit and is kind of riding the emotional high off of those? Yes, it could. So I think necessarily kind of trying to pinpoint where Clemson is would be premature right now. I think you want to see, you know, kind of let the smoke clear from this weekend a little bit before there is really a true evaluation of where Clemson stands.
Tigers are going to have this biggest weekend. We know numbers, Paul. There's a high and a low. I know transportation falls through and guys get unexpected visits in here. Do we have a high and low for a range of how many guys could be here?
Well, we have very firmly reported on four guys, all four in the Rivals 100, who will be there. I think odds are it's probably in the 5 to 6 range total. If you go back to last year, they had five uncommitted prospects there, and really three that they were going after. So while it is always a huge weekend, it's more about the quality there than the quantity. And so I think it probably ends up somewhere between, probably closer to a half dozen. Four being kind of the baseline.
I know of four. I'll ask you about the four, and we'll ask you who else could be there. Let's begin in that secondary. Anthony Cook, Houston, Texas. You talked about Ohio State an awful lot. What does it mean for Anthony Cook to get here, choosing this weekend over? Should we look into it that he's choosing this weekend over a lot of other places he could be?
Particularly Ohio State is having its Friday Night Lights. It's kind of annual showcase event on Friday night, running concurrent with Clemson. So, you know, can something be read into it? I don't know that we can definitively say yes, but, it's certainly better than if he had chosen to go to Ohio State over Clemson. I think when you add up, he's been to Clemson really as many times as Ohio State, if this won't make it maybe one more. You know, I think you can conclude that Clemson is a reasonable, reasonably strong contender here. We've kind of reported that, Ohio State, Texas, Clemson to be the big three with him, and I think there really is a strong inclination for him to leave the state. So I think a lot of people draw the conclusion that because he's very good friends with Jeffrey Okuda, the five-star who went to Ohio State last class, that's just going to be the natural progression for him. And while I think that Okuda's presence could be an additional factor that might aid Ohio State, I don't think it's a foregone conclusion for them. I think parents are putting in the resources to come back to Clemson from Texas for really the third time in a calendar year. I speak that Clemson is legitimately in.
No, a time frame, though, this is not any. He's not anywhere close. Am I right by saying that?
He's not saying he's anywhere close.
Okay.
Really, all four of the guys, and they're all big names coming to that we have strongly confirmed coming to the cookout, are all folks who said, I'm not going to decide until after the season. Okay. Now, sometimes that changes, but there isn't really any indication that any of these guys are truly close to pulling the trigger.
Tyson Campbell, a guy that a lot of people are really high on, another top 100 defensive back. Give us a rundown. What's the scoop coming in?
Momentum seems to change with him publicly, I won't say very frequently, but periodically. Really, if you look over the scope of his recruitment, there have been times where people thought Miami led a little bit, LSU, Alabama, Ohio State as well. I don't know that really that's ever been the case. I don't think his recruitment has necessarily advanced to that stage. Clemson has been consistent with him. Brent Venables has been on him for a considerable time. I'm kind of drawing parallels to the Trayvon Mullen recruitment of 2 years ago from South Florida, although I think Clemson has more traction early with Campbell than they did with Trayvon Mullen. They had the dad accompanied Campbell when he was up for the Elite Junior Day in January. This will be mom's first trip, as well as dad returning. So, I think Clemson is really hoping to kind of make a big move with this visit and kind of see what traction it can maybe further gain here.
Jamari Sawyer, Atlanta, Georgia, the nation's number one offensive lineman. I guess the story almost like Cook a little bit. Ohio State's in it. What does it say about him coming here rather than Ohio State? And where are we with it coming into the visit?
Ohio State's been involved. Alabama's involved. Stanford, Notre Dame, he even visited within the month. But I really think it still boils down to Georgia and Clemson with Jamari, and maybe even kind of shaping like Trevor Lawrence's recruitment last summer in terms of, all right, he's coming off a Georgia visit. Georgia feels pretty confident and believe it has momentum. If you're Clemson, you're seeing if maybe you can slow that momentum, keep yourself in it, or even go farther with that. If you look at the five big name offensive linemen that Clemson has circled, I think Sawyer is the one they're in its strongest with. But again, this one might be a a continued battle over time with Georgia to see maybe how things go during the season and stuff like that. So, you know, I think the odds are it's Clemson and Georgia battling going into the season to see who's kind of in the not even necessarily the driver's seat, but who's in the front and seeing if you can stay out front, kind of going down the stretch.
Another top 100 offensive lineman, Trey Hill, coming in at Warner Robins, Georgia, a guy that is it pretty safe to say that Clemson needs to make up a little bit of ground coming to it? Is it safe to say that maybe they're farther along with Sawyer than they would be with Trey Hill?
I think there's probably a better feeling with Sawyer, but part of that is also I don't know that anyone truly knows where Trey Hill might be leaning, or that, you know, I think it's quite fathomable that he's not leaning anywhere right now. I do believe he is one who will not make his decision until later, just based on what I know of him and my dealings with him. So, you know, Georgia's a factor. Auburn's a factor. Probably maybe even Florida State. I don't know how much Alabama is, but, you know, he's really kind of continues to, when he goes on a visit to Clemson, he's generally seen Auburn around that same period, generally been to Georgia in that same period, and just kind of repeats the cycle. So I don't know that there really is any separation, but I think if you're Clemson, you've made a strong impression on some family members. See if you can kind of reinforce that with this cookout experience and kind of hope that when he kind of sits down and whenever he starts weighing out his priorities and whoever has the most influence, that the Clemson experience will eventually maybe give them an edge.
You gave Paul Shiller, by the way, joins us, TigerIllustrated.com. We'll tell you how you can subscribe right here before the cookout and find out more coming immediately after this. You gave us the news earlier this week that Jackson Carman will not be here. How bad of a news is that? Is it over? Is this the telltale sign? What does it mean by him going to Ohio State and staying closer to home this weekend?
Oh, I think it reaffirms that even when he had mentioned after his Clemson visits back in the spring that Clemson was number one and he loved the experience, I think it underlines just how difficult it was going to be for Clemson to be able to get the five-star tackle right out of Ohio State's home area. You know, he subsequently went back to Ohio State and predictably had, you know, good experiences there. Clemson's, and I don't think it necessarily rules Clemson out. You know, he went to USC this summer, and enjoyed the visit out to Southern Cal. And so really those are his top three. And he keeps, you know, he will say good things in regards to Clemson, but, you know, as we kind of occasionally talk about following the visits, I think it's widely understood that for Clemson to have a chance, they need to get Carman and Carman's mother on campus for an extended visit. And until that materializes, I don't know that you can necessarily give Clemson much of a chance relative to where Ohio State stands.
Among the other players that won't be here, you have Justin Ross, the wide receiver from Alabama. You have KJ Henry from Clemson, North Carolina, the defensive end, two five-star players and two All-American type guys in there as well. Does that? I know they have other things going on. Is that doom and gloom, or is that just scheduling? Should we read anything into that?
Oh, I wouldn't. You know, I wouldn't go doom and gloom. KJ Henry is in Ohio right now with his high school team for a 7-on-7 tournament. You know, while some people, you know, some of our subscribers even have read that as a negative, you know, for me, if a kid prioritizes spending time with his high school team over taking another recruiting visit, I've got no problem with that. I think it's not like he hasn't been to Clemson before or any campus. So, fulfilling one's high school football obligations, I tend to think that speaks more favorably of a prospect than anything. With Ross, you know, I think the proximity of Alabama's event going on Friday night, combined with his high school team has a 7-on-7 on Saturday. You know, I think that just that kind of saw things for him in terms of where he was going to go. I don't think it's the end all be all for Clemson. I think more with Ross and a lot of these guys is, I think Clemson gets the itch to kind of know where it stands coming out of the summer. And so many of them are going to carry all the way toward National Signing Day. And there will come a point with some of them where Clemson will have to decide, all right, what might be our next most attractive option? We've shown you everything we can show you. If Clemson's not the spot, we've got to find someone that it will be for.
Finally, Paul, two quick questions. One is, we know Cook, Campbell, Sawyer, and Hill. That's four. You said five, maybe six. Is anybody else on there that we've not discussed that could be here this weekend?
Well, there are always names that might pop in late. A guy who either doesn't want it out or might be committed to another school, or just names that we aren't aware of. You know, one name we have put out there, Patrick Surtain, who's Campbell's teammate, 5-star cornerback. I think we've got him ranked number 2 nationally overall in our rankings from American Heritage High School in Plantation, Florida. You know, there is a line of communication there with him to where I think there was interest in coming to the Cookout. I just don't know that there's necessarily an answer one way or another on whether they intend to. So would it necessarily be a stunner if he showed? No, it wouldn't. Surtain is not one I would comfortably say he's going to be there, or there are even strong odds that he'll be there.
Final one for you. There will be commitments there as well, right? Will we see other guys that are already committed there, and how big of a role will they play in this?
Well, I mean, we tend to cover who are the uncommitted guys, you know, who are the ones that Clemson's prioritizing, what ground can they make. So from a recruiting coverage standpoint, it's all about the uncommitted guys. For for the Clemson staff, I mean, this event is as much about the current commitments and retention over the long haul. So that is their focus as much as the commitments. The majority of them will be there. We reported this morning on a couple of them who won't be there, but really just for high school team reasons. But like you mentioned, Trevor Lawrence, 5-star quarterback from Georgia, he will be on hand. You know, he won't be the reason anyone makes a decision necessarily for Clemson. You know, Jamari Sawyer or Trey Hill would not pick Clemson specifically because of Trevor Lawrence, but you know, his presence there as such a figurehead in Georgia, you know, the appeal to kind of join the class with the number one quarterback, be the pass blockers for him, be kind of building blocks in the offense around him and with him, I think are, you know, a substantive part of Clemson's pitch to those two kind of big-time offensive linemen. So I think that's probably the most significant development as far as a commitment being at the Cookout.
Should be a lot of fun to follow. Paul, tell us about Tiger Illustrated. You will be one of the most popular people on the internet here as far as Clemson is concerned. How can they subscribe, and what all is on the website here coming up soon?
Sure, you can go to tigerillustrated.com. We've got much more coming about the Cookout, as well as reaction and the news gathered from the Cookout over this weekend. A big weekend in basketball recruiting for Clemson coming up. The second leg of the AAU travel ball circuit's going on. We've got much more coming from the media golf outing that we had this past weekend. Our annual series of coaching files, talking with different assistant coaches on various recruiting-related themes. And you can kind of read through quotes kind of their direction at several positions recruiting wise. So we've got a lot of different things going on as we kind of these final 2 weeks advance toward kind of kick off to the preseason.
Place to find it, including all four commitments this weekend, follow us on PaulStrayLoveTigerIllustrated.com. Hey, Paul.
Projections.
Yeah, projections. There you go. Hey, have a great weekend, buddy. Look forward to reading it, as I always do. Keep up the great work. We'll talk to you. We'll review it next week if we can.
Appreciate it, Mickey.
Thank you, Paul. It's Paul Strelo of TigerIllustrated.com. Good stuff there. We're talking about five stars. Five-star Cook, five-star Sawyer, five-star Surtain maybe, five-star Jackson Henry, news on all those guys, five-star Ross on all those guys. Those numbers matter. Certainly numbers matter. University Colleges, universitycolleges.com. Hey, Ingalls Crossing, right across from Ingalls, you're seeing the cat bus stopping by, all the safety stuff, pet friendly. Everything is there for you, folks. Everything is there for you, including the price that you would never, ever, ever think about. $4.95 a month. I talked to Eric Newton about this, and he goes, man, this is getting ahead of it right now and giving these kids a great place to stay at universitycolleges.com. The safety features, the Bluetooth stuff, the pet-friendly stuff, the brand new. This is nothing like having like a new carpets and new cabinets and new appliances, stainless steel appliances, new granite countertops. $4.95 a month, you're not going to find that anywhere else. Plus, you're going to have 5-month leases and 10-month leases. Those numbers matter, and they matter at University Colleges, universitycolleges.com, Ingalls Crossing, 784-3400, 784-3400, University Crossings. Go by and see those good folks there. It's great stuff. Ingalls Crossing, I should say, University Colleges, your own home for students. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll open up phone lines. Love to hear from you. 654-ROAR. Hadn't done any tots yet. We'll get you some top-of-the-hour tweets. Also get you some text messages of your interaction with the open phone lines from here on out right after this. Mickey here for Zero Res Carpet and Air Duct Cleaning. Summer is here, the grills are fired up, but is your house ready for guests? Zero Res has you covered. By using empowered water with no toxic chemicals or odors, you can rest assured that your guests will be impressed with a clean home like no other and no residue. Mention Mickey Plowler and get 3 rooms for $129 and get your hallway for free. 558-7300. Spell it backwards or forwards. It's the right way to clean. And ask about our air duct specials.
It's always a good time to look and feel good. At Roosters Men's Grooming Center, you can count on a team that will make you feel your absolute best. The many services provided will keep you coming back for more. Come by for anything from a close shave and professional haircut to a 7-step facial shave. Fellas, treat yourself. You deserve it. Don't have enough time on your hands for the full service? Ask us about our express cut. Call 864-884-8920 to make your appointment.
If it needs doing, Coyote Tractors and Steck Equipment in Anderson will get it done. Through September 30th, purchase a qualifying Coyote Tractor or Coyote Tractor with Implements package and receive up to $6,300 in rebates. Steck Equipment in Anderson sells Coyote Tractors and UTVs. They're both industry leaders for your outdoor maintenance projects. Run ahead of the pack. Coyote Tractors and UTVs from Steck Equipment. 405 McGee Road, Anderson. 225-5666. See dealer for details.
At Simmons Mattress Outlet in Seneca, we've added new models with the new year. We now carry both Serta and Beautyrest for more selection and more savings on your new mattress. We have the largest in-stock inventory around, so you can always find the mattress you need at the right price. And when you buy your new mattress, we give you the box spring free. Open 7 days a week. Simmons Mattress Outlet is located in the old Walmart across from Chick-fil-A in Seneca.
Bring your own tools, pull the parts you need, and save big. At LKQ Pick Your Part, you'll find millions of parts from hundreds of cars and trucks to choose from, all in a clean, organized lot. Right now, sign up for our PYP Garage and start earning points towards discounts on future purchases at an LKQ Pick Your Part near you. Get alerts when your vehicle comes to an LKQ Pick Your Part. It's easy and free to sign up. Visit LKQPickYourPart.com for more, or visit us today and save big. LKQ Pick Your Part, what's in your garage?
Vary based on your effort.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Greenville and Spartanburg? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple 3-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show, Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Greenville and Spartanburg area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Greenville and Spartanburg are perfect markets for my system. And next week, I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get 2 free tickets to Than's workshop, call 1-800-989-4100. Seating is extremely limited. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. That's 1-800-989-4100. That's 1-800-989-4100.
It happens every time. When a hailstorm hits, there's an increase of people who want to take your money for roof repairs. Problem is, many of them are just trying to take advantage of you and don't really know what they're doing. Gilstrap Roofing has been around for decades. Trust Gilstrap Roofing to handle the repairs and deal with the insurance. Just because someone knocks on your door with a card that says they're a roofer doesn't mean they'll do quality work at a reasonable price. Call Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
The Mickey Plyler Show is on the air.
Get word out on the streets right away.
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Telephone number 654-ROAR, Northern Communication phone lines. Our good friend Alan in Greenville has been hanging on. Hey, good morning, Alan. How you doing this morning?
All right. How are you?
Couldn't be better.
I'm a Carolina fan, but I'm not a Clemson hater. Mm-hmm. But a friend of mine is a big-time Georgia fan, and he tried to, he bet me $100 that Georgia would beat Carolina by 35, and he also bet me that if Clemson and Georgia played, that Georgia would beat them by 28. And I just don't see that.
Can you get him to put that in writing, get him to put that money up front, and can you give him my phone number?
Whenever he said he would bet me $100, I told him I would take that because – I know Carolina's not that great, but I still don't think they'll beat them by 35.
Alan, can you ask him how much money?
I just don't see him beating Clemson, that much even without Watson.
Yeah, I don't. They're not going to play each other, I don't think. But if he wants to go up even higher than that and give me South Carolina 35. Love to take it, whatever he can afford, whatever he thinks he can do it. And just I'll put the money up front and I'd love to do it. Now your friend is a fan and he makes no sense.
He's delusional.
Yeah.
I think he's delusional. Yeah. He's just, one of these, I'll tell you, I went to Georgia several years ago and that is some of the rudest fans that I've ever been around. I went to a Clemson game this past year, and it was the Pittsburgh game, but I had my Carolina shirt on. And people did not, there was a couple that said something, but most people treated me with respect. The way Georgia people, they talk about your wife and your mama and stuff, and I just can't stand that.
Yeah. Hey, give
your thoughts. I wanted to let you know that there is some stupid guy that thinks that they could beat Clemson by 28, and I just don't see it.
Well, tell him that my house mortgage, we'll be glad to be at my house mortgage, and I'd love for him to make one of my house mortgage payments for me. Anytime else. Okay. Thank you, Alan. Appreciate the phone call. It's just 35. That's crazy. That's not happening. Just fans are fans, man. You know what I'm saying? Fanatics are fanatics. Hey, folks, Harry's Razors wants to give you a great deal right now. They want to give you something for free. The shipping you're going to pay for Harry's Razors is less than what you'd pay for blade, a single blade of another razor sometimes. Here's what you do. You get in touch with Harry's Razors. They are so confident in their blades that they're going to give you a free trial starter set, and then you'll go with them. The great news here, they're going to give you this ergonomic razor handle, this 5 precision engineered blades, lubricating strip, the trimmer blades, rich lathering shave gel, travel blade cover. All you do is pay a little bit in shipping. This is high quality. Over 3 million people have switched right now. There's a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Get started with Harry's today. Get their free trial set today. All you do is cover a few bucks in shipping. That's a handle, a blade, shave gel, travel blade cover. Go to harrys.com/Mickey. That's harrys.com/Mickey. Do not wait. Get started today. What are you doing over there?
The old lady's here.
What?
The old lady's here.
Oh, man. Birthday girl, birthday girl, birthday girl. Is it her birthday?
Yeah, in October.
Can't wait to sing birthday girl to her. How about that? You know, I've never seen you so excited over there. Like, you jumped up out of your seat. Like, hey.
She also brought me breakfast, too. So, it's a good day.
Yeah, but that's not. That's the second most important thing she did. She came to see you.
That's very true. Very true.
All right. Hey, Kristen. How are you? I know some good divorce attorneys. Whenever you get ready, let me know. Oh, how sweet. Every time I look at Chris and look at you, I just think, like, I'm baffled by this.
No, I know. I get it.
Like, I just don't understand it.
Way above my my league there.
Do you want to take a, you want to, like, go talk to her while I talk for a little bit?
Nope. She's gone.
Are you sure?
No, I'm good.
I'm
here to do a show.
No, I'll be glad, but that's, she's much more important than we are.
She's very, very important. Have a good day.
See you. Take care. What a sweet angel she is. 2017 All-ACC preseason football team. Deion Kane of Clemson, Amon Richards of Miami, and Cam Phillips of Virginia Tech wide receivers. The Wake Forest tight end is the tight end. Jalen Samuels at NC State's the all-purpose player. I really like Jalen Samuels. Mitch Hyatt makes it on the offensive line with Tyron Crowder. Brian O'Neill from Pittsburgh, Wyatt Teller from Virginia Tech, and Alec Ellerby from Florida State. Eberly. Eberly's terrible. He's an awful center. I watched him play. He's just gets whipped up front. I don't know how he's first team, just because you know his name. He just gets whipped up front. Lamar Jackson at Louisville is a quarterback, no question there. Mark Walton in Miami and Dedrick Mills of Georgia Tech are your running backs. On defense, everybody loves Harold Landry. I think he's good. I'll take Cleveland Farrell. Bradley Chubb's a great defensive end at NC State. Dexter Lawrence and Christian Wilkins are your two defensive tackles.
Landry was, what, 111 first place votes?
Let's see.
He was over 100, I believe.
Yeah, defensive end. Yeah, 111. Christian Wilkins is a better player. I mean, I'm sorry, Cleveland Farrell's a better player. At linebacker, Micah Kizer, Virginia, Shaquille Quarterman, who had a great freshman season at Miami, Tremaine Edmonds at Virginia Tech are the linebackers. Tavarius McFarland had a really good sophomore year. They're worried about him as a freshman at Florida State. Had a really good sophomore year. Jair Alexander, who had the great game against Clemson last year in Louisville, is a cornerback. Safeties, Quinn Blanding and Derwin James. Blanding from Virginia, Derwin James at Florida State. Punter, Michael Badgley of Miami. It's a place here. I should say AJ Cole, NC State's a punter, and Quadri Henderson, special teams returner at Pittsburgh. Players, no Clemson quarterbacks got any votes. How about no Clemson running backs getting any votes? I would say that I understand that, but I take a couple of Clemson guys over Dante Strickland of Syracuse or Clinton Lynch of Georgia Tech or Quay Searcy of Georgia Tech, some of those guys. George Ashton of Pittsburgh. Deion Kane, obviously first team. Hunter Renfrow was the number four wide receiver in this list. No other Clemson wide receivers got any kind of thought Ray McCloud might have got a little bit of votes in there. Ray McCloud's better than some of the guys who got votes. At tight ends, no Clemson tight ends got any kind of votes. Obviously, with
that's not
Jordan
a surprise there, is it?
Nah, not huge, but you got, let me see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 tight ends got votes. On offensive tackle wise, Sean Pollard was down the list. Let me see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Tied for 8th. That's not bad. Mitch Hyatt was the number one at offensive tackle. Tyron Crowder, number one at offensive guard. Would have thought that Taylor Hearn would have got more votes. Hearn's down the list. And no Clemson center got a vote. Defensive end, Cleveland Farrell was fourth on the list. And Austin Wright didn't get any votes at all. It's a good defensive end class in the ACC there. Landry, Chubb, Josh Sweat at Florida State, Cleveland Farrell at Clemson. That's a good list there. Defensive tackles, Clemson obviously has the top two. At linebacker, Kendall Joseph was 1, 2, 3, 4. He was fifth down the list. That's not too bad. Dorno Daniel was way down the list. Man, a ton of linebackers got votes, though. You know, here's what's interesting to me. Ryan Carter, fourth best cornerback in the league, according to the guys who voted on it. I would put other guys ahead of him there. And at safety, Van Smith got some votes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. He's sixth in safeties. Place kicker, Hugo, 1, 2, 3. Fourth at place kicker. No punter for Clemson. And specialists, nobody from Clemson there. I thought it was very fair, though, for the most part. Now I understand, Zach, why it took 5 days to get the All-ACC team out when you consider the number of linebackers. They got votes. 30 or so linebackers got votes in the ACC. No wonder it took 5 days to vote, to get the votes out. You got any problems with what you saw, All-ACC team?
No problems at all.
The national nightmare is now over. We now have the All-ACC team out there.
We can go about our lives now.
We can move on and move forward with progressing towards more medical advances and everything else that's out there. Jordan Spieth has hit one way right. Hit somebody in the head and bounced forward. He's a good guy, though. We like him. Telephone number 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Our text line 986.
What is this? Why do they all do this little move right here?
What, like go towards the ball?
Run to the ball and just stand and smile at the camera.
So you can get over and get close to it.
That's ridiculous.
Give me some top of the hour tweets. We haven't done any tweets today. You ready? Steve writes in, not a surprise, 9 out of 10 fans could not name a Tiger tight end for 2017. I can name them all. They can't. But that's not a huge surprise there.
What a hard-o statement that was. I can name them all. Chatham Mailman checks in. Yep. Mickey doesn't hate Jordan. Mickey hates America. QCT replies, he probably hates puppies and freedom too.
See,
it's a good point. Good
see,
T Rig checks in. Mickey probably sounds like a guy who's been criticizing a girl and then finds out he has a chance, so he tries to walk it back in reference to Jordan Spieth. That's an accurate statement. I would agree with that.
It's not true.
It's a little bit true.
Richard Rice, he's irritating. He irritates you, Mick. Yeah. Referring to Jordan Spieth. I don't know.
Just let the hate flow through you.
Here's my thing, bud. He's a good kid. He's a guy, nice guy. He didn't do anything a whole lot wrong. I don't pull for him. I don't pull against him. He's slow and doesn't. But it's okay for me to point out what I point out.
He's a nice little player.
No, he's one of the top 10 players in the world.
Yeah, nice little player.
He's one of the top 10 players in the world.
Had a nice little college career.
Josh Wright said, after an hour drive, I've concluded that Mickey Plotter does not hate Georgia Speed. Spent way too much time on that. Skip writes in, is it too late or against NCAA rules to start a GoFundMe page to raise money to help Jackson Carmen and family get to see you? I would say against the rules. More so than that. Text messages 986-1566. Texter said, are you taking DeAndre Francois or Lamar Jackson this year for your first team All-ACC? I'm going with DeAndre Francois, not the Heisman Trophy winner, Lamar Jackson.
You old Frenchie, huh?
Huh?
You're going Frenchie.
He's not Frenchie. He's an American.
Francois?
Yeah.
Old Frenchie?
Not Frenchie. He's from Orlando. You know where that is. The guy with the big old the mouse down there, the big old ears.
Otherwise known as Mickey Mouse?
Yeah.
I'm familiar with
Orlando.
Familiar with his work.
Let's take our final break, my friend. We'll come back. If you want to get in touch with us, we'd love to hear from you. Tomorrow's show, we got Woody McCorvey's going to join us on our Legends Friday. Man, think about Woody McCorvey, who he's coached with, who he's coached for, who he's coached against, the big football games that guy's been involved with. Can't wait to talk to Woody tomorrow. We'll take our final break, come back, final segment show right after this.
The countdown is on. 44 days to Clemson Tiger football.
Austin Wilson in shotgun, awaiting the snap, gets it. Play action, wants to throw, looking downfield, throws, and that ball's going to be picked off. Cordre Tankersley at the 11. Tankersley will return it out to the 14, and Clemson again comes up with a pick.
Every thrilling minute on the flagship station for Clemson football, WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Introducing Bojangles' new sweet cayenne Cajun filet sandwich. The perfect balance of sweet and heat with jalapeno American cheese, crispy bacon, and our new creamy Cajun sauce. Only available for a limited time. Bojangles. It's bow time.
CMH Services is South Carolina's source for new Crown and Unicarriers forklifts, used forklifts, and forklift parts, service, and rentals. CMH offers a complete line of material handling solutions for every application. CMH is dedicated to providing their customers the equipment, knowledge, and support they need to make every operation a total success. Locally owned since 1968. Call 800-922-9569 to find out more or go online cmhservices.net. That's cmhservices.net.
Rely on EnviroMulch, supplying quality landscape supplies for any outdoor project. Their summer special, get double ground hardwood mulch for just $20 per yard ordered online with promo code WCCP. No other discounts apply from your friends at EnviroMulch. Go Tigers!
Mickey here for Zero Res Carpet and Air Duct Cleaning. Summer is here, the grills are fired up, but is your house ready for guests? Zero Res has you covered. By using empowered water with no toxic chemicals or odors, you can rest assured that your guests will be impressed with a clean home like no other, and no residue. Mention Mickey Plyler and get three rooms for $129 and get your hallway for free. 558-7300. Spell it backwards or forwards. It's the right way to clean. And ask about our air duct specials.
Palmetto Paints is now open at 802A South Batesville Road at Thornblade Commons. Put their 32 years of experience to work for you. Whether you're a contractor or do-it-yourselfer, Palmetto Paints has the advice and products to master any painting project. Need accessories or custom color match? Palmetto Paints can recommend the right tools and match your colors. They will even come to your job site and offer helpful advice. Call Palmetto Paints at 469-7358 or stop by at Thornblade Commons across from Zaxby's.
Everybody knows the story. You can't sleep on a bed that's too hard. You can't sleep on a bed that's too soft. But you can sleep on a bed that's just right. Engineered sleep might not have been around when Goldilocks was written, but they know that a bed that's just right is made just for you. It's not just a fairy tale. They actually build a mattress based on your sleep habits and patterns so that you can get that Goldilocks kind of sleep. And if after a couple of weeks you find it's not perfect, Engineered Sleep will adjust it until it is. Visit their location at 627 Congaree Road to see the process and learn how your mattress is made. By manufacturing your custom-made mattress at their factory, you're saving money because there's no middleman. Factory to you. And you can score a significant discount by picking your mattress up instead of having it delivered. Engineered Sleep, it's not mattress shopping, it's an experience.
Hi, this is Coach Dabo Sweeney. You know, when it comes to buying or servicing a vehicle, I always choose Toyota of Easley for their great selection, affordable prices, and outstanding customer service. Toyota of Easley is a family-owned business, and in all the years I've been a customer, I've always been treated like family. I encourage you to visit Toyota of Easley if you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle or in need of service. Toyota of Easley is all in, and their name means a great deal.
Bring your own tools, pull the parts you need, and save big. At LKQ Pick Your Part, you'll find millions of parts from hundreds of cars and trucks to choose from. All in a clean, organized lot. Right now, sign up for our PYP Garage and start earning points towards discounts on future purchases at an LKQ Pick Your Part near you. Get alerts when your vehicle comes to an LKQ Pick Your Part. It's easy and free to sign up. Visit LKQPickYourPart.com for more, or visit us today and save big. LKQ Pick Your Part. What's in your garage?
Did you know that just 1 gallon of used motor oil can contaminate 1 million gallons of water? Recycling used motor oil saves valuable energy. 2 gallons of used motor oil can generate 36 kilowatt hours of electricity. That's enough to run your TV for 180 hours. Recycle your used motor oil at Greenville County's residential and waste and recycling centers and Twin Chimneys landfill. For more info, call 243-9672. That's 243-9672. Online at greenvillecounty.org.
So, who did you wake up with? It's the Mickey Plyler Show
on WCCP
105.5 The Roar.
Welcome back. Final segment of the show. If you are a Duke Energy customer, Crute LED is a Duke Energy Midstream channel partner. They're authorized to give you these upfront rebates to customers upon verification of your account. And they're the most active Duke Power trade ally out there. They have 25 different products for your businesses to make your eyes work less, better lighting, LED lights, better way of life, less humming, environmentally friendly, saving you money on your power bill every single month. The LED tube lights for $4, the LED bay light, high bay light fixtures for $79, the parking lot light fixtures only $99. Those down lights is $4, all of them UL certified, DLC certified, ES certified, 5-year warranties, saving money every single month. Go to Crute LED. This is easy to do here. K-R-U-T. LED. We passed by there yesterday, Zach. On the way home. K-R-U-T LED. Crute LED. Get in touch with those good folks and save money. Make yourself look good with the boss and customers will be happier. Employees will be happier. Can't beat it. It's Crute LED. 654-ROAR is our Northern Communication phone line. Tiger Greg checking in. Good morning, Tiger Greg. Hope you're doing well.
I'm doing well, buddy. Headed to work. Got a twofold. I got a question and a comment.
All right.
I remember the Gamecock guy called in a while ago and said he always got treated great at Clemson in general, which we all know that happens. We hear that every time somebody comes to town. I've been to Carolina. I'm 54 years old. I've been to Carolina 3 times, and I have been scared I would not make it out of there alive all 3 times. I was 12. I was spat on by a guy. When Jerry Butler made the catch in the end zone from Fuller to win the game at the last second, I was at that game with my dad. I got spat on because I had a Clemson jersey on. I was 12, Mickey, 12 years old. Okay, back when Spurrier was on a roll and they were really good, we went down to watch Taj and Sammy and them try to beat them, and Sammy dropped that first couple of plays of the game, and it sort of changed momentum, and they beat us pretty bad. I sat right in the middle of a bunch of Gamecocks. I actually got taunted by 3 15-year-olds from the doors of the stadium to the parking lot with my, 8-year-old kid and wife. I mean, literally taunted, wanting to fight me, and finally I got my wife and kid in the car, and then I closed the door, and I said, okay, boys. If y'all boys want to go, I'm a country boy. I said, I'm not a city boy like you. I said, I'll take all three of you right now. I said, if y'all man enough to back up what you're saying, just bring it on. I said, I've kept my peace when I had my family here, but I got them locked up now. But it's just ridiculous the way we get treated down there. We don't treat people like that. Now, we do have a few idiots. Don't get me wrong. Every fandom has a few idiots, but Clemson has very few. I mean, I hear comments on every game day show of how well folks are treated at Clemson University, the opposite to the opposing team. And that makes me more proud than anything else that I'm a part of a program that people say that about. That's just a great thing. And I got to pose a question to you. I've got this sneaky suspicion if Kelly Bryant wins the job, okay? I don't know that he will, but if he wins the job, I got a sneaky suspicion we could be more explosive this year than we were last year. In a different way. We wouldn't be the same team, okay? We would be more like the Auburn team with not Cam, but what was the guy after Cam that was so good, their quarterback that run the ball so well? They run that option type deal. What was that guy's name?
Yeah, the defensive back down there that arm punted it sometimes.
I can't remember. They had a good quarterback after Cam Newton that was a that did pretty good, and then they went all the crap out of that. But anyway, I think Kelly Bryant's going to give us if he breaks into the secondary, it's not going to be like Deshaun. He's not going to get 25 yards and then get caught. They're not catching Kelly Brown. I'm telling you, I watched the kid run at practice. He's one of the fastest kids on the team. They're not catching him. I mean, the defensive backs are not running him down from behind, and they're not running him down from an angle. And I think that could be – I wouldn't want to be a defensive lineman or defensive end with an opening and seeing Kelly Bryant running at me, because you're not going to catch him. You're not going to get your hands on that dude. Now, he may not even win the job, okay? Don't get me wrong. But I think if he does, we got the potential to run a different type of offense, run first, pass when necessary, and score more points than we did last year. And I'll just take your comments off air. Maybe I'm totally off base, but I just got this feeling that could come. But that's my opinion, and you know what they say about opinions. But anyway, thanks, Mickey.
Thank you, Tiger Greg. I love Tiger Greg. I love the phone calls. Everybody has good fans. Everybody has bad fans. And, you know, we'll see. We've seen that. The offense will be different. If it is Kelly Bryant, it will be different. It's going to be different no matter what anyway, but it will be different. I don't know who is the who will be the starting quarterback, but who it will, you know, whoever's the starting quarterback, it will dictate what the offense will look like. It won't be better. It will be different. If Kelly Bryant is a quarterback, a lot more running, a lot more plays, escaping the pocket. They tried to keep Deshaun Watson in the pocket, try to get him throwing downfield. That was his strength. And they tried to keep him safe and happy and healthy, upright.
Do you
Kelly
see
Bryant,
this
it won't happen.
Looking
it
like the Clemson offense of 2 years ago, where you ran a lot in the beginning of the season because you weren't comfortable throwing the ball as much?
No, I think it would look more like the Woody Dantzler days of run, Woody, run, run, Kelly, run, run, Kelly, run, run, Kelly, run. Not to that. I mean, if Kelly Bryant's your starting quarterback, you get about 800 yards rushing out of him and you get about 2,500 yards passing out of him. It'll be a good year. And you play great defense and you win 10 games or 11 games and you finish the top 10 in the country and move on. Then Trevor Lawrence comes in and everything's great.
I hate how you're treating this as a throwaway year.
It's not a throwaway year because you got Trevor Lawrence. I mean, you got Dexter Lawrence and you got Christian Wilkins and you
can't
got some
get
great
that
players.
Kid off your
Mitch
brain.
Hyatt. No,
can't get him off your
but
brain.
But it's not going to be what it's going to be. Does that make sense? It's not as good as it's going to be. It's going to be good again, boys.
We're on to 2018.
Boys, it's going to be good again. It's about to get really good around here again.
It's good right now.
Yeah, but boy, is it going to be great again.
Man.
Brad Hughes is my Allstate agent. I'm a good hands with Brad Hughes. I'm a good hands with Allstate. And call him at 292-3001. I got to get in touch with him, bradhughesinsurance.com. I'm getting in touch with Brad next week. We're doing some life insurance stuff. Can't wait for that. I looked this up a while ago. I just went on ratebeer.com. For all you folks, I just looked these names up, man. It's amazing what these people do with these beers, all these craft beers. How about Funky Buddha Morningwood? How about Three Floyds Dreadnought Imperial? Funky Buddha Last Buffalo in the Park? How about Russian River Pliny the Younger? Topping Goliath Morning Delight. These are the top beers in the world right now. The number three beer in the world right now, according to ratebeer.com, is Toppling Goliath Morning Delight, like you can drink it in the morning. Three Floyds Dark Lloyd Russian Imperial Stout. Come on, man. I'm trying to find Grandma's Stinky Leg on here. I can't find it. Evil Twin Double Barrel Jesus is the number 33 beer in the world, according to ratebeer.com. Evil Twin Double Barrel Jesus. It might be Jesus. I don't know. Toppling Goliath King Sue. Just give it a crazy name. Put a bunch of hops in there. Make it really skanky. And stanky and skunky. And it'll be a great beer. That's how you do beers now. We don't have time for the music, but we do have time for 2 minute drills. What you got for over there, Zeb? Not Zach. What's some of the guys call you?
Zibbo.
What you got, Zibbo?
Gigantic day in American and world history, really. Do you know what it is?
Today?
On 1969, July 20th.
69?
Neil Armstrong takes the first step.
Really?
Today. Yes, he does. And obviously he utters the phrase that will be living throughout history. That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
He messed up the phrase, though. It was supposed to be one small step for a man.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't say it quite right.
But I think it works that way.
Oh, it works. But he meant to say amen.
Can you name the three members of that crew?
No. Buzz Aldrin.
Mm-hmm. Also went on the moon. And who stayed inside?
I don't know.
Great trip. This is a great Jeopardy question.
What? Give it to me.
Michael Collins.
Oh, man. Never heard of the guy. Sorry, never heard of him. My Two Minutes are brought to you by Eric Newton, Eric Newton. EricNewton.com for all of your real estate needs is EricNewton.com. Quickly, a scoreboard update for you. Jordan Spieth and Brooks Koepka tied for the lead at 4-under par. Two Americans. Do it, boys. Oh, say, Candy. Good job. Poulter finished at 3-under par. A lot of guys hadn't even teed off yet, but Spieth and Koepka right now. Spieth through 16, Koepka through 14. 4-under par leading.